Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Jesus refused the compromise. He said, "Away with you, Satan, for it's written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you worship and serve." Now let's talk about promotion. On the job, sometimes when there are opportunities that open, some people will ask you to compromise your integrity. We're talking about getting a promotion here, and we know that you're interested, but, you know, you need to compromise. They'll ask you to compromise your moral values. You know, you can't be so black and white. You know, actually there's so much gray in the world. And then sometimes they'll come right out, they'll tell you that Bible stuff, your biblical beliefs, you really shouldn't be too strong about that around here. You make people uncomfortable. You know, you've got to be politically correct. Listen, become a part of the club. Become a part of the clique. You've got to learn how to play the game. You do want a promotion, don't you? You see, that's the way often the world will approach promotion. And sometimes people are so desperate, they just say, "Well, I'm not going to do all those things, but I'll just tell them that I will." You're just deceiving yourself when you do that. You're putting yourself in an atmosphere of compromise. Now, there are others who don't understand the process of God, and what they'll do when they can't get a promotion is they'll leave that job. They'll leave that position. They'll leave a church. They'll leave a community in search of success. Wherever I can find success, that's where I'm going. Every time it seems like I am on the brink of a breakthrough, trouble happens. It's because they don't understand God's principles regarding promotion. Before God will permit you to be promoted in your life, he will always allow you to be tested through adverse circumstances. I have to say that again. Each promotion represents authority given. Both in the natural realm and in the spirit realm, for you to influence the lives of others. Now, I want to tell you something I want you to think about. People do not fail because of their giftings. They fail because of their character. God allows testing to purify and develop your character for service. Your character must be able to carry the weight of God's purpose for your life. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Samson had a supernatural birth announced by an angel. Not too many people had that in the Bible. He was predestined by God to become a judge over his people, Israel. That's a pretty important purpose. He was the strongest man who ever lived. However, his character could not carry the weight of his purpose. God is trying to prepare you for the purpose that he has assigned to your life. Your promotions will come as a result of you going through testing that qualifies you to be able to carry the next place God is taking you, to carry the position that God is about to place upon your life. Now, let me give you a few more principles for promotion. God will develop faith and obedience in your life before promotion. In Genesis chapter 12, God spoke to Abraham to leave his country and his family by faith. If he did so, he would receive promotion in his life. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." It says, "I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all of the families of the earth shall be blessed." Verse 4. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. Now, I want you to think about what Abraham had to do to receive the promotion that God had for his life. He had to leave his family. I wonder what he told them. I wonder if he said to them, "I'm leaving because God has spoken to me, and he said that I cannot be blessed in this family with you any longer. I can't be blessed in this house. I can't be blessed in this land or in this country." Now, the objective people in his family may have just simply said to him, "Well, okay, Abraham, where are you going?" To that, he had to answer, "I don't know. To a place God is going to show me." Can I ask you, Abraham, a question? "Sure." This is Abraham having a conversation with one of his relatives. "You say that God knows everything about the future of your life." "Yes, he does." "You say that God is asking you to leave us, a place that you know, relatives you know, people that you know, a land that you know, a place where you're respected and loved, and move to another land where he plans to bless you. And now you tell me you don't even know where you're going." Sometimes it's very difficult to explain to others what God is doing in your life, because no matter how you try to explain it, it just doesn't sound acceptable. God knows that. I believe sometimes he smiles and he's listening to see what we're going to say to explain to people why we are obeying him and doing what he tells us to do. But the great part of this is the Bible says, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. Do you want to know what the truth is? The truth is sometimes your promotion is waiting for you in another location. And you've been sitting where you have been for years and nothing has happened. And finally, the Lord comes around and he says, "You missed the bus. You missed the train. You're supposed to be on the other side of town. That's where your promotion is waiting for you." But the challenge is it may require that you leave your family and friends to receive the destiny that I have for you. Can I tell you something? A big secret. The will of God for your life is not your will. Now, another principle of promotion is patience. We talked about it, we touched on it, but I need to talk a little more about it because, you see, you can really become discouraged if you don't understand this principle. After Abraham obeyed God and he went into that new land, a lot of things happened. A lot of promotions came to his life, but the ultimate promotion did not occur for 25 years. But I want to let you know that no matter how long you wait to fulfill your purpose, it's already been written on God's prophetic calendar. You're going to accomplish it. The only way that you will miss that date is if you become a dropout.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Now, Pastor Steve would like to invite you to a very special event.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our week of consecration and prophetic ministry, January 22nd through the 24th at 7:30 p.m. The theme of our consecration is operating in supernatural faith, favor, and success. God wants to equip you with victory regardless of the opposition you face. I will be teaching from the Word of God to show you how. I will be sharing every night scriptural insights for breakthrough success. These services will be absolutely life-changing. God desires to prepare you this year to reach your divine potential. Invite family and friends. This is a spiritual opportunity you don't want to miss. I look forward to praying for you. Now let's get back into today's message.
Another principle is faithfulness in small things. God always begins with small things. God will give you a gift and a small measure of responsibility to see if you'll be faithful. It may be the parking lot ministry. It may be ushering or greeting. It could be teaching Sunday school, setting up the equipment in church, singing on the worship team, a musician, maintaining God's house, the church building. God begins by giving us small assignments, but He will promote us when we've been faithful. Job 8 and 7 says, though your beginning was small, and we all start off small, yet your latter end will increase abundantly. That's God's plan for your life. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 21, Jesus said of those who gave an account of their gifts, He said that the Lord said to them, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with the few things that I've given you. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Now, very quickly, we're just going to review a part of the life of Joseph because his life illustrates all of the principles of promotion that we've been talking about. In Genesis chapter 37, God gave Joseph two dreams to let him know of the promotion that was going to come to his life. He shared the dreams with his family, and immediately opposition came against him. But everybody will not be excited about the success God has shown you about your life. Joseph found that out. He had this great future ahead of him, this great purpose, this great promotion. And the next thing he found out is that he was in a pit. Looking up, wondering, how did I get here? This doesn't look like promotion to me. But that's a part of God's principles of promotion. His brothers sold him. And as a slave, he was taken to Egypt. But notice this. Egypt was the place of his promotion. So I want you to realize that even the opposition of others, God uses to position you for your promotion. So every negative thing that happens, everything that appears to be like a setback, often is just positioning you closer to the place God is about to honor you. Genesis chapter 39, Joseph began as a common servant in Potiphar's house. But the Bible says his gifts made room for him. And the abilities and the gifts that God has given you will always bring you to the forefront if you will use them. If no one knows you have them, you'll stay back there. But God wants you to use the giftings that He's given you. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 39, verses 2 through 5, that God was with Joseph and promoted him. Remember, I started off by saying that our lives are comprised of a series of promotions, a series of promotions God has planned for your life at a specific time. The Lord was with Joseph, the Bible tells us. So he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in the sight of his master and became his personal servant. and he made him overseer over his entire house. All that he had and all that he owned, he put in his charge. And it came about that from the time he made him overseer in his house and over all that he owned, the Lord blessed the Egyptian for Joseph's account. Thus, the Lord's blessing was upon all that the Egyptian owned in the house and in the field. Isn't it amazing that even as a slave and a servant, the anointing of God on Joseph was powerful enough to bless the lives of others? That's why you'll say, you know, when I pray for this person, God always blesses them. Why aren't I being blessed? I can minister to others, but I need help myself. I pray for you and God gives you everything we pray about, but for me, there's still a delay. That's how Joseph must have felt. Everything that he did brought promotion to this man's house. Now, I want you to notice the pattern of testing, though. First, adversity, then promotion. Because in verse 19, Potiphar's wife falsely accuses Joseph. Adversity. The Bible says, now when his master heard the words of his wife, which he had spoken to him, Potiphar's anger burned within him. So Joseph's master took him and put him into jail and placed him where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in jail. First, adversity. And then promotion. But the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. The chief jailer committed to Joseph's charge all the prisoners who were in the jail, so that whatever was done there, he was responsible for it. The chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him, and whatever Joseph did, the Lord made to prosper. I'm going to say it again. God has scheduled a series of promotions for your life. And if you remain faithful, no person, no place, no circumstance can prevent you from receiving it. Joseph could have been discouraged and given up. He was betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, falsely accused, placed into prison. But instead, he kept using his gift. Do not sit down on the gift that God has given you. Use it on the job. Use it in the community. Use it in the street. Use it in your family. Use it at the church. Be faithful because God will promote you for faithfulness. Now, let me emphasize this point before we close. Patience is critical in the fulfillment of God's plan for our lives. You can eliminate or delay God's promotion for your life by failing to wait on his timing. King Saul refused to submit to God's timing in his life, and as a result, he lost the kingdom. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 9 and 10 tells us about the time when Samuel told Saul, now Saul, just wait here for me. Don't do anything. I know that there's a battle that's about to start, but trust me, God is with you. The Bible tells us Saul could not wait. He said, bring me the burnt offering and the peace offering. And he offered the burnt offering. Now, the only problem with this, folks, is kings do not do the work of a priest. That's a selah, because when you really think about how God wants to use your life, it means that you are always to be submitted to spiritual authority. Regardless of your gifting, you must always be submitted to the priest and not do the work of the priest, even if you are a king. As soon as he had finished offering the burnt offering, Samuel came, that's the prophet Samuel, and Saul went out to meet him and to greet him. And Samuel said to Saul, you have acted foolishly. You've not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. But now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now the kingdom shall not endure, because the Lord is already looking for himself a man after his own heart. The Bible says that Samuel wept all night long over Saul's failure, but God was already looking for someone else. Something to remember about relationships. When the person is not for you, look for the next one. Don't spend time crying over it. God didn't spend time crying over spilt milk. He was already looking for a man after his own heart. That's what the Bible says. Joseph developed patience while waiting for God to fulfill his plan for his life. You see, to receive your promotion, you have got to develop patience because God won't release it unless you have it. How do you know that you've accomplished patience or you've received patience? Because you'll stop talking about how long God's taking to fulfill what he's promised to do in your life. If you keep talking about it, you don't have it, which means you will stay there any even longer. God will keep you there until you stop talking about it. You'll say, oh, Lord, I thank you for giving me patience, but I really wish you would hurry up. The Lord said you almost got it till you said the wish part. Sit there a little bit longer because you don't have it yet. Let me give you some numbers. After God spoke to Joseph about that dream, 13 years later, he received the fulfillment. David was anointed king of Israel by Samuel. Do you remember that in the midst of his brothers? 20 years later, he became the king over all of Israel. And as I mentioned before, Abraham received his Isaac 25 years later. It's very important for us to understand the principles of promotion. Because God wants to promote you. Number one, be humble. Obey God. Trust him. Overcome temptation. Be patient. Because your promotion is coming. Let me end with this scripture. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 36 and 38. Write this down. I promise you, you will need this scripture. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 36 through 38. Listen to what it states. It states, patience, endurance is what you need now. So you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. For in just a little while, he will come and not delay. But remember that the just will live by faith. There will always be something that you have to believe God for. Maybe your family today, maybe your finances tomorrow, maybe your health. But the just shall live by faith. God has a promotion for you, but every promotion begins with a test.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part two of Principles of God's Promotion. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and the most important decision that you will make in life is where you will spend eternity. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ as Savior, I want to lead you in this prayer. So pray with me. Dear God, I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me and change my life. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ, your Son, died for me on the cross of Calvary and rose again. Jesus, come into my life. I receive you now and confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for salvation and eternal life. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ has come into your life. Continue to pray every day. Continue to read God's Word. Find a church. Ask God to lead and guide you by His Holy Spirit. God bless you today, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.